I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diana Rossini over at The Athletic had some interesting tidbits, just to, but doesn't mean these are going to happen, but I think gave Chiefs fans a little bit of hope and maybe some excitement about perhaps continuing how aggressive Brett Veach is going to be. Quote, this was from a report, quote, "The Chiefs still may not be done. If a wide receiver falls into their laps, I'm told they're going to try to land another one with Sky Moore on injured reserves." There is also more to that. Quote, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo would love for Veach to get him a young, fast corner. Kansas City is trying to land the final pieces on its mission to a three-peat. That is from Diana Rossini. And yeah, that should excite you as a Chiefs fan to hear that it's not just about DeAndre Hopkins. They recognize they're in a unique spot. And if they, I read that as if they can make another move for a conditional sixth, seventh round type of pick, they'll pull the trigger on it. I don't think you should expect them to give up a third or anything like that. And honestly, at this point, I don't really think they should. But if there's a cornerback or another receiver that's available for a future, like a 2026 seventh round pick, sign me up again. I'm good with that.
I would say, okay, one, I kind of want them to make the move now because the fact that they're kicking this around, this has been the most prognosticating. All the rumors around the Chiefs have been to this point. The rumors were Chiefs are going to wide receiver. And then, oh, here you go. Here shows one up, right? There you go. And then it was like, well, you know, Chiefs are looking for, you know, pass rusher. They do want a pass rusher. There it is. And now I'm seeing rumors that they want either another wide receiver or another corner to go with the mix. Then I'm all the way in. Corner is probably the position I would sell for. Like, that's the one that I would give up the greater value for. Marshon Lattimore's old, though. Like, for him to be the name that's kicked around. And look, Dennis Allen just got his ass fired this morning.
Yeah, Saints.
So I'm going to guess more so than even 12 hours ago, Marshon Lattimore is available more than he was 12, 14, 15 hours ago, whatever, before they lost their seventh straight game or whatever the hell it
was. Remember
when
they were 2-0 and had the number one offense in football? Those were the good days for them, huh? Crazy.
Before they faced the Chiefs, were they 2-0 when they faced the Chiefs?
No, 2-1, 2-2. They had lost a couple already.
Clint Kubiak was a head coaching candidate.
People were sending out the stats about how the Bears bombed it with Eberflus. I still think they bombed it with Eberflus, but how they should have gotten Kubiak instead of Shane Waldron as their OC, because apparently they interviewed him. Yeah, I remember how bleak it was. I think they should probably get a corner. I'm not nervous about it, but the Nazi Johnson one is like, all right, it's enough water that if there's a seventh round guy for some depth, some competition, I think getting it now means to me that Spag can turn that guy into a quality level player by the time the postseason hits.
I'm glad to hear that you're okay. You've come around on this because we talked about this.
I'm not desperate. I'm not, but like, yeah, okay, get a corner.
Because we talked about this last week, and understandably so, you said, hey, I just have faith that they're going to continue to develop the in-house guys because Dave Merritt's done a great job in Spag's head. And I was like, okay, that makes sense to me. Now it sounds like you're a little more willing. I told you I don't need them, and it sounds like the young, fast corner. I don't need a guy that's going to start opposite Trent McDuffie right away. I just think they need depth. So if it's somebody on an expiring contract, or if it's just a player that for whatever reason hasn't fit in with somebody else's scheme and you can get them for a future draft pick, I'm kind of interested. Marshon Lattimore would be fun, but also I haven't looked at the latest prorated salary amount for him. Like, I don't, is that really financially realistic for this organization to go out and make a trade like that? There's also going to be some more competition for that. Lattimore is expensive, if I remember right. Here's where we're at. Okay, so prorated, remember, we're halfway
like
through this.
$100 million deal, so, yes.
So $14 million cap hit, $14.6 million this year. It's less than that because we're heading into week 11. Of the NFL season. So it's not $14 million. It's probably half of that. But that's still a lot. Then next year, when he'll be 29, so he'll still be on the right side of 30, but it'll be 29. If you cut him, it's $20 million dead cap or $31 million on the cap next year. Unless they knew they could rework something, there is no way I think he's a candidate, Cody. How on earth are they? They're not paying a corner $31 million next year at age 29. No way.
They'd have to extend it out. Not extend it, but rework the deal for next year's contract cap number. I will say, the only benefit to this is the Saints are so screwed in the salary cap that any amount of salary you take off of their hands in this boat is going to mean Marshon Lattimore is not going to cost that much to trade for.
Like, if they're not compensation-wise, yes, but the salary cost is an issue.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they have some void on his contract. They already have a couple void years on the back end of it. So I don't know how flexible that deal is. I think, you know, can you find somebody that just provides some depth for a sixth, seventh round pick in the future?
I think it's just so hard because the deeper and deeper we get into an undefeated season where the two-time defending Super Bowl champ, the more I am willing to sell my soul, you know, like more and more where I'm like, screw the future. I don't care about anything after tomorrow. The later we get into this, it's like, I'm not fully there yet. It's still like a balance between, yes, definitely buy into this year, but also you got Mahomes and Andy Reid. So let's play the long game for as many Super Bowls as you can get. But I mean, at some point, they win this week, Golden, the trade deadline's tomorrow. They'll be 9-0. They'll have a 2-game lead on anyone in the AFC, a 3-game lead on anyone but Buffalo, a team they face in a couple of weeks, and a trade deadline sitting in front of you. It is going to be hard to not want to buy one more time for just one more player.
Yeah, if they win tonight, they'll be 8-0.
Wide receiver, something. And the wide receiver stuff might change because what we'll talk about later in the show with tight ends, where those guys weren't catching passes, but it was fundamentally how they operated as an offense. So I'm very interested in being active one more time. Just one more time.
I think there's a chance that, everybody, I'll go back to Nate Taylor, who will join us tomorrow. But when he joined us last week, we asked him, are they done? And he's like, look, they're willing to go make a move. It doesn't mean they'll actually accomplish that task. I think it's very clear. There's way too much noise. They are interested in making another move. As we all know, it doesn't mean that the deal ultimately comes together. But I think anybody worried that they're not actively searching for another wide receiver or another corner, you shouldn't be worried about that. They clearly are interested, and they clearly are willing to trade away an asset if needed to make it happen. We'll see if it comes together. There's a ton of factors. Financial, you're also competing with other teams that could use some help at corner, that can use some other wide receiver help. And based off of how teams have performed this week, you and I talked about the Rams situation a week or so ago. They're tied basically or a half game back of the division lead now. They're hot. The Rams are a hot football team right now. They're playing good. They're healthy again, even though Puka got ejected from the game yesterday. Those of you in fantasy football, I'm sure, love that. He finally plays in another game, and he gets ejected in the second quarter. by those, I'm talking about myself. That was ridiculous. So we'll see. I don't think the Rams are trading. Well, I guess what I'm getting at is I don't think the Rams are trading to Marcus Robinson anymore, who also had the game-winning touchdown catch in overtime last night.
D-Rob's having a career year. Career year.
Maybe they would trade a 2-2 Atwell type or something, but I don't think D-Rob's getting traded. Darius Slayton continues to perform well for the Giants. They stink. I could see Darius Slayton being on the market still. Adam Thielen still could be on the market for the Panthers. Those are the kind of players. That's about it, man, in terms of wide receivers that I think are truly available.
Good for DeMarcus Robinson. 327 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, that's by far. I mean, his career year in Kansas City was 406. That was his best year. 466 yards. This is already a career high in touchdowns for him, which is crazy.
But he's going to end up having a great career.
But the reason why people predicted DeMarcus Robinson is the Rams had wide receivers 3, 4, 5, 6, and they all seem like the same quality. And it was like, well, who the hell are you going to use out of this? And for the Chiefs, it was like, well, D-Rob's played here, so him. The Rams have clearly settled into D-Rob as the 3. So, if you're getting somebody off the Rams roster, it's not DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah, it's Tutu Atwell. What is the young kid? Tyler Johnson. It's somebody like that. That you would get. I don't believe they're trading.
That's why I'm just so fascinated in DeAndre Hopkins night to night. I just want to see where they are. It's another test. I know that they're undefeated. I know that they're a really good team. Where are you at wide receiver? Juju maybe comes back in a week or two. Cool. That sounds good. Where are you at right now with DeAndre Hopkins as your 1 versus what you had before the start of the season and Rashee Rice as your 1 and everything in between there?
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.